Weary from images of children taken from their parents near their homes, South Texans took solace at the prospect of one dark chapter coming to an end.
Everybody comes over here with the American dream, but as long as they're kept together, I guess it's better than being separated.
Though President Donald Trump's executive order to end migrant family separation was greeted as a narrow humanitarian victory among some longtime residents, moral and legal concerns over the administration's alternative plan, detaining entire family units, remain. Legal advocacy organizations like the Texas Civil Rights Project, which has extensively interviewed asylum-seeking parents and other migrants separated from their children in criminal court, say their work will continue.
I imagine the day we go to court and we ask how many of you had children taken from you and no one stands up, then we will see that families are no longer being separated. If we don't document it, then there's no way to capture that these families were separated. They go into the black hole bureaucracy of the U.S. immigration and ORR system, and there's no telling if they'll be reunited.
On a rainy evening in McAllen, Texas, hundreds of interfaith residents gathered to pray for the more than 2,000 children forcibly separated from their parents since May who have yet to reunite.
We won't stay silent. We'll be a voice for those who need to be heard.
There are many families that have already been sent back to El Salvador and other places while the children remained here, not knowing where they were brought.
Others vowed to hold the president accountable and send a message of solidarity among South Texas' diverse community.
Sometimes this administration will say one thing and do another, so it's important for people to, until it's actually what he says is realized, it's important to come out here and make sure that we're still out here, you know, showing our voice.
Ramon Taylor, VOA News, McAllen, Texas.